You're listening to the audio production of At Home in the World, Reflections on Belonging While Wandering the Globe by Tish Oxenreiter, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Introduction. There's a false dichotomy spread via the modern travel section of your local bookstore. You either love to travel and therefore throw caution to the wind by divorcing a spouse or dropping out of college to go find yourself on sale in some foreign night market, or you're happily married with kids, which means you have zero hankering to leave the suburbs and the school pickup line. Sitting on my desk is yet another new memoir, fresh on the market and one I cannot bring myself to finish, about a vagabond's quest for the open road with the motive to escape any form of responsibility. Marriage? That's only for the conventional types who love memberships at bulk warehouse stores. Produce offspring? That's even worse. Say goodbye to any semblance of independence as you know it. This makes me sad. I can dispel this myth. I can shout from the rooftops that you can both love to travel and be happily married with children. You don't have to delay familial commitment out of fear that a ringed finger means no more fun in European bars or on African safaris. Giving birth to new life doesn't mean the death of your passport. Kids are remarkably fantastic travelers and can open more doors to cultural experiences than going solo. Ignore the books that tell you travel is the antithesis of family. To me, those two beautiful words go hand in hand. They stand together on a crowded city bus, holding on as the tires bounce over potholes, siblings who have each other's backs. It's not easy. You can bet the saffron in Istanbul's Grand Bazaar that it's far easier to pack when you're single, and it's decidedly much cheaper to move about the cabin. But traveling with family isn't impossible. A love for travel, to explore new places and foods and cultures, to sleep on the cheap in the world's grandest cities, doesn't mean you're not family material. It means you're one of the more honest parents in the carpool line. If you've picked up this book in search of another story to justify your hard-held belief that kids and travel don't mix, you might want to move on to another one. Or better yet, buy this and start reading it right now, before declining that marriage proposal out of fear you'll never again strap on a backpack. A solid marriage, well-cultured kids, and travel? Hearty ingredients for a fulfilling life. If you're holding this book because you're weary of punching your parenting time card yet one more day, I offer you solidarity with a side of hope. I can't tell you how to travel with your kids exactly, but I can show you what it's like for me to travel with mine. This book chronicles my experience as a happily married wife and mom in her mid-30s who never outgrew her wanderlust. Those post-college backpacking years whetted my appetite for more, and once my three kids came on the scene, I couldn't believe my good luck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?